You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Is up. You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. I'm your host, Dork. What's up? Teachable Moments at CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's definitions were cool. Cool, adjective, repetitive, comforting. You just heard the song Constant Repeat by Charlie XCX off of her brand new album, Crash. I will apologize, I guess, I don't know how far in advance, but which includes me as the host of the show and you as the, I'm sure, repeat listener, we're going to be listening to a lot of Charlie XCX in the next few weeks. I adore her. She's like probably the only, Charlie XCX is the only non-local artist that I like, I both ride and die for her. And Crash is an incredible album, duh. And that song I think is hilarious in a lot of ways. When I listened to it, I was like, oh, this song is like what my friend thinks anytime she meets anyone. Like, when you're alone, like, I imagine that you are just thinking about how, like, exceptional I am and, like, you're such a fool. Which is cool. But that's not what we're talking about today. What we're talking about today is repetition, is comfort. Yes, that song did inspire this whole episode. And yes, it's actually a pretty good episode. Sometimes it works out. Sometimes it just works out, which is great. Something that I think is, like, interesting about that song and, like, the idea of, like, what repetition is in that song is, like, it's not really comforting. It's more, like, obsessive and, like, almost, like, validating, I guess. Like, in my brain, like, the type of repetition that Charlie is referencing is very yearning. There's a lot of yearn in there. But when I think about, like, what is cool in relation to repetition, that usually to me means comfort, like things that – and not necessarily it's a comfortable experience or, like, comfortable product or item or whatever. I'm thinking mainly of clothes, but more like it's familiar and, like, there's an attachment to experiencing it or using that product, whatever, over and over again consistently. Etc. I think a lot about trends. Like, there are some, like, how there will be, like, what is it, the rules, like, every 20 years or something, like, things come back into style and trends will repeat themselves organically. I mean, organically is maybe, who knows how organic it is, but there is, like, this pattern of resurgence and of, like, repetition, and part of that I think is, like, there's a lot of, like, nostalgia and, like, glorification and, like, romanticization of things, but then also part of it is, like, I don't know, you see pictures of, like, your parents when they were younger and you're like, oh, they look amazing. Like, that would be great. They look comfortable, they look happy. So that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today. My brain really goes straight to fashion, but we'll be talking about all types of repetition, hopefully. but we are going to move along before we do any of that. This is Calm and After by Patty out of Brooklyn. Patty is not a local band, obviously. They're based out of Brooklyn, New York, USA. But they are very consistent Vancouver visitors and tour people. They come here on tour a lot, and they have a lot of connections with artists who are based in Vancouver, so they are very familiar in that way. So this is Calm and After by Patty off of their album The Toothpick 3, which came out earlier this month, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you. What's up? You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Pushers by Pudding off of their album Pop Over. Just before that was Simple by Cemento off of their album Weaponry. And then opened that set with Calm and After by Patty off of their most recent release, The Toothpick 3. You're listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's subjects are cool. Cool adjective, repetition, comfort. Or no, repetitive, comfortable. I guess that's noun. Repetition, comfort. Yeah, it'd be noun. Anyway, Pudding played this past Friday at the Kitty Prozac album release. Congrats to Kitty on the release. But I was just talking to, it was a very good show. And at the show, the reason that I wanted to play them is like, people were like, wow, like that band was like a standout, which is kind of funny. not that funny. I mean, they're a very good band and their music's very amazing, but they've been around for quite a while. Like, I feel like in like 2018, 2019, they like, there was also kind of like this similar kind of hype around them. And I just was thinking about how, like, and then also the immediate night right after the Kitty Prozac really show was the Apollo Ghosts show for their album Pink Tiger. Congratulations also, Apollo Ghosts, on your release. But I was just thinking about, like, the different kind of, like, eras of local artists and, like, new guard, mid guard, and old guard was kind of the language that we were using. And it's kind of strange how, because of the pandemic, the what would be considered mid guard, I guess, like the bands that were kind of like either popular or getting popular between like 2017 and like 2020, are kind, they're like not quite new guard, but they're also not like, I wouldn't say they're like super established or as well known, and like they're kind of getting this resurgence moment, which is kind of strange. I don't know what that feels comfortable to me as someone who was kind of like involved in music stuff in that time. Like, I feel like I'm very mid guard, but yeah, it's just like strange how, it's strange like how this kind of like cycle was disrupted and how like what seems like familiar now is actually fresh to like so many people, or at least what seems familiar to me. Anyway, we're going to move along. This is a bit of a tone shift. So this is Gunk by Overmono, the first single from their upcoming release, Crash Romantic. It's pretty fun. So you're listening to Gunk on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Dead, coming to the Imperial May 6th to support their newest single, Bad Love, out now from their recently announced brand new album, Blue Skies. Available wherever you listen to music, May 27th.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
What's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. I am your host, Dork. You're listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's definitions were cool. Cool, noun, repetition, comfort. You just heard the song Art Angels by Grimes off of her album Art Angels. And then opened that set with Gunk by Overmono, the first single from their upcoming album, Cash Romantic. I really felt like Gunk and Grimes just, something about that went together for me, thematically, I guess. In terms of like coolness and comfort, or maybe let's talk more about repetition in general. If you think about like what a fad, I guess, is, which, and I think that like there's a lot of, I think depending on like what lens, I guess, you're talking about coolness in, there's kind of like, oh, like I'm not with the trends, like I don't do that, like, okay, word, like that's one type of cool. But then a huge, huge, huge part of coolness, or like being seen as cool or whatever, it's like a social collective thing. And it's participating in that social and collective thing. I think that women and femmes are kind of like hit with this the most, or like hit with shame around this the most. So I'm just thinking of like all the amount of times I've like heard people be like, oh, like you're all just Kardashian copies. Like, okay, word. And like you all wear ugly basketball shorts and like Timberlands. Like, what's going on? Like, I don't understand what the difference is. Especially when what's expected, or like how women can participate in trends and participate in this collective understanding, or of the time, things that are like seen as cool, socially desirable, etc. There's like a much higher level of effort and performance. So that's some feminism. This is like a little dose of feminism. But we're going to move on. This is 20K Feet Under featuring Pedal Supply, the Pedal Supply remix, off of Caro's Heartbeats and Heartbreaks remixes. Pedal Supply is, we were so close. Dear listener, you have no idea. Pedal Supply and Umru were going to play at freaking Red Gate at the end of February, which is like, honestly, when I say it out loud now, it kind of feels like a joke. Like, that's like, come on, like that wouldn't happen. I know it definitely won't happen because they just went on a tour across the states together, and I'm sure they made a lot of money, and they're never gonna come back here again, and they're never gonna play at a venue that's chill and that's like a $10 cover, and it's pretty tragic. I'm like hoping that I'm communicating the like depth of how disappointing it is. I mean, obviously the show was canceled because of like heightened COVID restrictions, so thank you, glad that we kept as many people as safe as possible, but boy oh boy, that was a blow. Okay, this is the Pedal Supply remix of 20K Feet Under. You're listening to it on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
my image and my intellect, my all is okay. Death of my pretty and my crazy and my craft and my grace. Cannot keep brushing the gate. The death fantasy, rejected spaces in your framework, they do not go to me. To fit inside your empty vision, I fit but in a cage. Death of my hustle, my trajectory, my style and my name. That flagrant look on your face.
What's up? You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live, L-I-V-E, from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencomunum-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. I'm your host, Dork, and you're listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's definitions are cool, cool noun, repetition, and comfort. More on that later, but you just heard High and Choking, Part 1, by Ori out of Montreal off of their album Frame of a Fauna. They just released another tape, I guess. It's called BT-002 Self-Hypnosis Tape, which is very good, but I'm, like, still obsessed with Frame of a Fauna, which only came out, like, late 2021. Yeah, October 2021. So I've not yet moved on from how much I love that album, but also check out BT-002 Self-Hypnosis Tape. Just before that, you heard the song Death Fantasy featuring Miguel by Kilo Kush, and then opened that set with 20K Feet Under featuring Pedal Supply, the remix by Caro off of Heartbeats, Heartbreaks Remixes. Repetition. What's up with that? Something that I think there are so many things, like, associated, I guess, with repetition. There's, like, behavior, there's fashion, there's pattern, so many different kind of, like, contexts in which repetition happens, some cooler than others. Something that the way that I think about repetition probably the most consistently is in behavior. Like, do I have a pattern of doing something? Do people around me have a pattern of whatever? And, like, whether or not those patterns are harmful, whether or not they're helpful, like, what you can do to disrupt pattern. I was talking to my friend who just had a baby the other day. I was talking to them the other day, and they just had a baby. It's like, I don't know, 7 months old. I don't know. But it's like not sleeping through the night. There's like it's having this phase where it's not sleeping through the night. And there's a bunch of different ways to deal with it. I remember in like 2015 or 2016, I want to say, maybe it was just like the part of the internet that I was plugged into at that time, but I remember hearing about, like, people taking a lot of issue with, I forgot the name of the method, but it used to be that, like, when your baby started, didn't need to be nursed throughout the night and wasn't sleeping through it, you would just let it would wake up, it would scream, it would cry, and you just had to ignore it, and then it would eventually kind of, like, unlearn that routine. Because at that point, it's just a routine. Babies have no idea what's going on around them at any time. Like, babies are, like, all they know is what they've experienced. So it's, I feel like it's always, and I, like, this is kind of why this is applicable. It's, like, it's always kind of a matter of, like, getting in there. And it's only going to be harder to break a routine or to break a pattern, whether it's sleeping patterns or behavioral patterns. And, like, whether or not that pattern is worth breaking. There are a lot of things that I do in my life that they're routines that I've built to kind of circumvent or avoid or, like, address. I'm like wiggling my hand back and forth, like, re-steer kind of, like, a very ingrained thought process and stuff. So I would say that's kind of cool. Not really sure how that relates to cool in a temporal temperature sense or trendy sense, but it's definitely repetition. We're going to move on, though. This is Affection by Yune Pinku, based out of London, and you are listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
There is a drinking water settlement for First Nations, and the claims process is now open. If you are a First Nations member impacted by a long-term drinking water advisory, you may be eligible for compensation. This is the first drop in recognizing those communities impacted. Submit your claim at firstnationsdrinkingwater.ca.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rails, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, all right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
Thank you.
is up. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankaminam-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Veronique by Otto featuring Pudding Cup. Just before that was Butterfly by Blue Hawaii off of their most recent EP, My Best Friend's House, and then opened that set with Yune Pinku's newest single, Affection. Thank you so much for tuning in. Up next is Into the Woods with Mel Woods, probably the greatest show on CITR 101.9 FM. And have a great day. Someone's calling, but my time is up, so I gotta book it. But thanks for the love. I'm going to assume it was a very positive and warm message. This is Electric by Yule off of their most recent album, Glitch Princess, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Just know this lovely dream is ending slowly, pouring through.